I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Opponents of a controversial land exchange in Colorado Springs are appealing a judge's decision to dismiss their lawsuit seeking to stop the transfer of a parcel of public land known as Strawberry Fields to the Broadmoor Hotel. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports the appeal was filed yesterday afternoon.
El Paso County District Judge Michael McHenry sided with the city and the Broadmoor last month in their motion to dismiss a suit against the deal. McHenry rejected arguments from opposition group Save Cheyenne that the city lacks the legal authority to trade Strawberry Fields. Save Cheyenne President Richard Scorman says he hopes the state appeals court will have a different perspective.
It would be great to get this out of Colorado Springs so we have the ability to really understand these issues in a broader context. We think this has statewide impact.
As opponents continue their legal challenge against the land exchange, the city of Colorado Springs says the deal was finalized at the end of December. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
And just a note, Richard Scorman is the owner of Poor Richards, which is a KRCC underwriter. Panasonic is planning to test internet-connected and self-driving cars on a 90-mile stretch of Interstate 70 in Colorado. Panasonic announced the partnership with the Colorado Department of Transportation in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. CDOT says the agency is developing a framework to receive all the data that will come from smart transportation systems. There's no set timeline for when the tests will start. This is 91.5 KRCC News.